It's been one of the bloodiest wars ever fought in an undeclared war to a certain extent. It's Mexico's war on drugs. It was announced by President Felipe Calderón in January of 2007. And since then, some 40,000 Mexicans have been killed. That's according to the Congressional Research Service. The epicenter of that violence, Ciudad Juarez, a border town in the northern part of the country. Last year, between 4,500 and 5,500 federal police arrived in Juarez to replace the army, and they've been patrolling the city. But today, those federal police will start pulling out. That's the same day as Calderón's planned State of the Nation address, and today we're joined by the mayor of Ciudad Juarez, Hector Tito Murguía. Good morning, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Do you still see that your city is one of the most dangerous in the nation?
There is some misconception. Thank you very much for asking that. But my city, Ciudad Juarez, is really not the dangerous city in Mexico. It's the fourth right now. And the state of Chihuahua, who belongs to Ciudad Juarez, is the sixth in Mexico. We have decreased 70% the daily homicides in Ciudad Juarez. And another misconception is that I ask for the retiring of the federal police in Juarez. That's not true. The high official in Juarez, in a meeting with us, he announced that gradually he's going to be retiring the federal police in Juarez, not myself. And the reason was because sooner or later, we are taking charge of the local police, the state police, and the municipal police in Juarez for the tranquilizing the city. One thing very important is that we hire a new chief of police, Secretario of Seguridad Pública, we call over there. And he is a man who is a Teniente Coronel, used to be in Tijuana with good, very good results, Teniente Coronel Julián Leizaola, and he's doing a very, very good job over there.
We're speaking with the mayor of Ciudad Juarez, Hector Tito Murguía. So are you saying, I mean, that the statistics I keep seeing is that there are 200 murders every month in Ciudad Juarez.
Right now it's close to 89.
89 is still a lot of
murders. It's a lot, I know, but the tendency is dropping. Last year was 8.5 in the same month, August, 8.5 per day. Now it's close to 2.7. So we got the trend for getting down.
Was the presence of these federal police part of the reason why the crime rate has gone down in your city?
I think it's more is the coordination of federal police, state police, and municipal police. We are very coordinated right now. Since I entered in office from October 10, it's my second term in Juarez. The first term in Juarez, someone has repeated as a mayor in Juarez, and it decreased for the coordination of the three police over there and the army.
You know, Ciudad Juarez had at some point an incredible future ahead of it. There was a lot of development projects going forward, a great deal of tourism. It's right below the border. Americans liked to pass over and spend days. That the tourism is industry in Ciudad Juarez is not going all that well.
Tourism. I agree with that, but it's getting to grow. But now, the strain of Ciudad Juarez mainly is the geographical site versus the United States. You are in the middle of the United States. You can shift to the east, to the west, to the Midwest, and you know, it's very important to say that Ciudad Juarez has the largest manufacturing for exportation in Mexico. We still have, we lost about 83,000 jobs in 2009. Nothing related with violence, related more with the automotive industry in the United States, because most of those plants are related to that industry. And then, not right now, we already recuperate 37,000 jobs in Ciudad Juarez, manufacturing jobs. So the strength is not saying for us. Yazaki, who is a very large firm enterprise in Japan, says Ciudad Juarez has the best quality labor force in the world. They have that study. So competitive Ciudad Juárez is very competitive with China, better cost, and I think, as you say, we have an horizon very bright for the future.
We're speaking with the mayor of Ciudad Juárez, Hector Tito Merguia. Also with us right now is Dr. Denise Dresser, who is a political analyst and professor at the Mexico Autonomous Institute of Technology. That's Instituto Tecnológico Autónomo de México. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
You know, I'm listening to the mayor. What's your response to the idea that crime is going down in Ciudad Juárez and the future of the city is stronger than it has been?
Well, I think there is a large gap in the perception of the authorities and what ordinary Mexicans feel. And I'd say that Ciudad Juárez is a microcosm of everything that isn't working in the war against organized crime and the war on drugs in Mexico. Because even though we've seen some short-term successes in Ciudad Juárez, the reality remains that of a very torn city, an insecure city, an unsafe city, a city in which, as in the rest of the country, 98% of crimes are never solved. And there is a feeling of uncertainty, of fear, and growing questions, not only in Ciudad Juárez, but throughout the country, as to whether the strategy that the Calderón administration has pursued is actually working. Because it seems that for every drug kingpin that is arrested, five others take his place. And that while the army was in Ciudad Juárez, violence actually increased. It's paradoxical, but as several scholars have suggested in recent months, the arrival of the army tends to exacerbate local conflicts and lead to even higher violence because it entails the disbandment of the police, of the local police. A situation that our listeners will understand in comparison with Iraq when the police was disbanded there, and it led to profound disarray and to a rise in ordinary crimes that are not necessarily linked to drugs, but that have to do more with extortion, kidnapping, auto theft, and so on. And so even though the mayor, I think, has made some strides and there are some points of light in Ciudad Juárez, I think the problem is too structural, too deep, and too entrenched for there to be a sense of great progress at this point in time.
That's Denise Dresser, who is a political analyst and professor at the Institute of Technology in Mexico City. Mayor, your response?
Yeah, I will respond. I respect what Ms. Dresser says from the ITAM, but I don't agree with her. I got the polls in Juarez for the people. I live in Juarez, not 2,000 kilometers from there. And there's no army on the streets. It's federal police, local police, and state police. And very important, I know this is a lot of challenges in Mexico as a country because you can see insecurity just in Juarez. It's all over the country because the more important thing about insecurity or unsafeness in Mexico is lack of opportunities for young people. If we have a big difference between United States and Mexico is that in United States, the nation has prepared for taking care of the children and giving hope for the future. We have a lot of poor over there. So we need to change a lot of things in Mexico. But in Juarez, the rate of violence is decreasing. As I say, the perception is that to the people who will live over there and the industry is growing, the restaurants is getting full, and I hope it will take more confidence for the people to come back the American tourism you used to have over there.
That's Hector Tito Merguia, mayor of Ciudad Juárez in Mexico. And Denise Dresser also joined us as well, political analyst and professor at Instituto Tecnológico Autónomo de México. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you very much, Celeste.
If you have a response, give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE. I'm Celeste Headley. John Hockenberry's out this week. This is The Takeaway.